for all that you've done for me here. It's hard to believe that I'm on my way to the chambers of the wicked King Ahasuerus. Hashem, you know how I have abstained from adorning myself in the hope that I would not be chosen as queen. Just the thought of me, Esther, the daughter of Avichael, the uncle of Mordechai, being picked by that fool makes me sick. Hashem, I know that all you do is for the good. Please lead me in the right way. I'm approaching his door now. I'll have to knock.
Come in. What is your name?
My name is Esther.
You're making a mistake.
Your Majesty?
Your name is not Esther. Your name is Queen Esther. You are my new queen.
Esther, or rather Queen Esther, honored her promise to Mordechai and never revealed her true nationality. King Ahasuerus tried his hardest to get Esther to divulge her identity, but no matter how much he pressed her, Esther refused to tell. Ahasuerus mentioned to Esther that he wished he had a Jewish advisor, like Daniel, the trusted servant of Nebuchadnezzar. Esther told him of a wise man who was a descendant of King Shaul. His name was Mordechai. Mordechai was then appointed by the king to sit at the gate and judge the people. Things went on as usual until late one night when Bigson and Seresh, servants of the king, were sleeping.
Seresh? Oh, Seresh! Do you know what time it is?
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. What do you want?
I was just wondering if the king is going to wake us up and ask us to bring him another glass of water,
leave me alone. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm trying to sleep.
Seresh!
What do you want now?
Do you think the king is going to wake us up and ask us to bring him some more water?
Oh, you be quiet. I'm trying to sleep.
Hey, son! Seresh! Bring me a glass of water at once!
Quick, Bigson! Water! Water!
Water? On the double, Seresh!
Wait, no. Not on me. Look out! Look out! Don't pick up that barrel! Don't bring it to me! Oh, no! Ah!
Oh.
Now I'm all soaking wet.
Sorry, boss.
I meant I need a glass of water for the king.
It was an accident.
I'll give you an accident.
Ouch!
Now stay away from me. I'll pour a glass and bring it to him myself.
Come in.
Here, Your Majesty.
That was good. Another glass, please.
What? Oh, yeah. Sure thing, King. Not again. Here, Your Majesty. Another glass.
Oh, good. That was good. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah, sure. Good night. Good night, King.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, good night. Good night. Now, King Ahasuerus, he doesn't let us sleep.
Yeah, boss.
I'm tired. I'm gonna sleep. The king is so cheap.
Doesn't let us sleep.
The king is quite odd.
Makes us work so hard.
The king is a fool. Hey, Bigson! Bigson! Wake up! Wake up! I've got a great idea!
What? Water, water, yes, Your Majesty, at your service!
Oh, no! Wake up! Why? You're lifting that bucket! You're bringing it to me! No, not again! Please, no!
Water! Oh, I'm sorry,
Bigson,
boss!
Bigson, you nincompoop! Will you wake up? Now I'm all wet again!
I didn't mean it, boss. I'm sorry.
Oh, will you stop saying I'm sorry?
Okay, boss. I'm sorry.
Oh. Now, listen. Just be quiet and listen. I've got this plan, see? And if this plan works, we get the king out of the way, see? And then we'll be able to sleep all night, see?
See, senor, see. But let's talk about it tomorrow at the king's gate, because I'm tired and I want to go to sleep.
Why, of all the nerve.
The next day at the king's gate.
All we have to do is assassinate the king, say? And then we can get some sleep.
Oh, I don't know, boss. Once we're going so far, we might as well kill him.
That's what I said. All we have to do is kill him. The only problem is how.
Well, that's no problem. Look, there's Mordecai coming our way. He always has good ideas. Let's ask him. Hey, Mordecai!
Hey, Bigson, are you out of your mind? If Mordecai finds out about our plans, we'll be the ones who get killed. Uh-oh, here he comes.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
Yes, Mordecai. We were wondering how we can kill
the king's poultry.
Hey, excuse me, Sarish. Like I was saying, Mordecai, do you have any ideas how we can
really cook his goose?
Oh, that's right. We'll make the king a real dead dog.
I see, Mordecai. What my friend Big Son is trying to say is that we're making this barbecue, right? Barbecue for the king, and we need some recipes.
I'm sorry, I don't have much experience in cooking. I'm afraid I can't help you. Goodbye, gentlemen.
Shoo, that was a close one. You almost got us both killed. That Mordecai would have told the king all our plans. And if the king finds out, it will be our own goose that'll get cooked.
Oh, I'm sorry, boss.
Mordecai is still standing nearby. We'll have to talk in the language of Tarshish, so no one, not even that Mordecai, will be able to understand us, say? Now the plan is like this, say?
And I get the poison snake, right? And I put it in the king's water, right? Okay. Boss, this is a great idea!
What's that you say? A conspiracy taking place in the palace this very moment? Who told you?
Well, Rabbi Mordecai told me that while he was faithfully standing by the king's gate, he just happened to overhear a conversation between Sir Bigson and Sir Sarish.
Mordecai is still standing nearby. We'll have to talk in the language of Tarshish, so no one, not even that Mordecai, will be able to understand us, say? Now the plan is like this, say?
And I get the poison snake, right? And I put it in the king's water, right? Okay. Boss, this is a great idea!
But Esther, there's still one thing I don't understand. If Bigson and Sarish spoke Tarshish, how is Rabbi Mordecai able to understand them?
Oh, that's simple. Like all criminals, they made one mistake. Rabbi Mordecai is from the Sanhedrin. Every member of the Sanhedrin knows all the 70 languages of the world, Tarshish included.
I see. Well, you really crushed their plot like celery, Queen? So, it's those two clowns, Bigson and Sarish, is it? I'll take care of this little matter myself tonight.
That night, in the king's room.
Bigson, Sarish, may I have a glass of water?
No, you cannot.
Now just forget about it and go back to sleep.
Fixer and Sirish, how dare you talk to me like that? Now wake up and bring me a glass of water immediately.
Oh, yes, sure thing, King. Come on right away. Bigson, come, wake up. The king wants some water right now. This is our big chance. Now, don't be nervous.
Okay, boss. Water? Yes, your majesty, water. On the double.
Come in.
Well, here, your highness.
Thank you. Bigson, why are you shaking? Be careful. You're going to spill it all over. Oh, I'm soaking wet. Bigson, you nincompoop. I'll have your head for this! Where did you get this water?
From the water barrel.
From the water barrel, huh? Let me walk over there.